Good morning. It's lovely to be here and to see so many of you. Why don't we pray again before we do anything else? Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for the gift of your word. Thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to meet together and to learn from your word. Please be with us this morning and help us as we look at Acts chapter 9. Amen. Well, I don't know how interested you are in impossible feats or in incredible achievements, but every year for Christmas, my little brother Harry gets given a Guinness Book of World Records. I don't know if you've ever taken a tea break and sat down with one of these for 20 minutes. It's fascinating. It is a really strange mix of the incredible and the bizarre and the pointless. Men with the longest beards in the world, women with the longest fingernails in the world that curl around and around, the heaviest weight dangled from an earlobe, which I think was the equivalent of about two or three cats from each ear. Impossible feats, incredible achievements, and actually maybe the Book of Acts feels a little bit like that. I don't know how you found this journey through the Book of Acts in the morning services. But the challenge of being Christ's witnesses to the ends of the earth, the example of those early Christians who were scattered and went around telling people about Jesus, and the wonderful news that the gospel is for anyone from anywhere who trusts in Jesus. Well, it's a roller coaster ride of a book. What an amazing task Jesus gives us to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. What an amazing gospel we have to share with people. But at times, it is a seemingly insurmountable command for Jesus to give us, to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. It feels hard enough sometimes being his witnesses within our own families and within our own schools and within our own workplaces. Well, as we come to today's passage, we're going to see one thing that becomes incredibly clear. Peter does the work of Christ in the strength of Christ, and as he does so, people turn to Christ. Peter does the work of Christ in the strength of Christ, and as he does so, people turn to Christ. Let's start with the work of Christ. Peter performs two amazing miracles in this passage. Let me reread the first one to you. As Peter was travelling through all the area, he visited God's people who lived in Lydda. There he met a paralysed man named Aeneas. Aeneas had not been able to leave his bed for the past 8 years. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Stand up and make your bed." Aeneas stood up immediately. All the people living in Lydda and on the plain of Sharon saw him. These people turned to the Lord. See, Peter is on his travels. He's gone up to Lydda, which is about 25 kilometres northwest of Jerusalem. And although Lydda is in Jewish territory, it's an incredibly international city. It's sat on a bit of an international intersection. Try and think of the Clapham Junction or the Heathrow Airport of the day. The road that ran from Egypt to Syria passed through Lydda, as did the road from Jerusalem to Joppa. And Joppa was a port that connected the country with the rest of the world. Lydda was something of a cultural melting pot. I don't know if you've ever been to London. I'm sure grown-ups, you've all been to London and seen all the different people that live there. I used to live in central London, just off the King's Road. And in central London, I had friends and neighbours from Norway and from Ghana and from Nigeria and from Portugal and Iran and South Africa and Eritrea and Laos. Well, imagine Lydda being a bit like that, an international melting pot. And Peter meets a man named Aeneas, who cannot walk or move, which means that somebody has to feed him, and somebody has to dress him, and somebody has to clean him, and he can't walk to school or play football or have a job. And Peter says to him, Jesus Christ heals you. Stand up and make your bed. Now, mums and dads, I'm sure you have wonderful children, and when you tell them to get up for school, they jump out of bed immediately and obey you straight away. And boys and girls, I'm sure that when your mum says make your bed, you do so straight away without grumbling. This is a miracle. Aeneas stood up immediately. He had been healed. And then Peter pops up the road to Joppa, because some Christians from Joppa have come to get Peter. Because in Joppa, a lady named Tabitha, who was always doing good and always helping the poor, had just died. So Peter goes to Joppa, and this is what happens. Peter got ready and went with them. When he arrived, they took him to the upstairs room. All the widows stood around Peter crying. They showed him the shirts and coats that Tabitha had made when she was still alive. Peter sent everyone out the room. He kneeled and prayed. Then he turned to the body and said, Tabitha, stand up. She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then he called the believers and the widows into the room. He showed them Tabitha. She was alive. People everywhere in Joppa learned about this, and many believed in the Lord. It's amazing. Tabitha is raised from the dead, and many people in Joppa became Christians as a result. Now, those are two amazing stories. But actually, if we just read the book of Acts, then they just are two amazing stories, and we miss the big point. To properly understand what's going on, we have to read the rest of the Bible. As someone taught me when I was younger, to understand, we have to put on our Bible specs. We will not understand what's happening in this passage unless we wear our scripture specs and look back to the gospel of Luke. Look how seamless that was. Look back to the gospel that Luke wrote. You see, these two amazing stories are not just two amazing stories. They're not just two miracles. They are near exact copies of miracles that Jesus himself performed. In Luke 5, Jesus healed a paralyzed man who'd been lowered through the roof of a house by his friends. He healed him just like Peter healed Aeneas. Jesus said to the paralyzed man, I tell you, stand up, take your mat and go home. Peter says to Aeneas, stand up and make your bed. In Luke 8, Jesus raises a little girl from the dead. Jesus says to Jairus' daughter, my child, stand up. Peter says to Tabitha, Tabitha, stand up. It's almost exactly the same. You see, Peter isn't simply performing miracles, and he is certainly not doing his own thing. Peter is doing the work of Christ, and he's doing it in the power of Christ. Did you notice what Peter did with Aeneas? He doesn't say, Aeneas, Peter heals you. He says, Aeneas, Jesus heals you. It's not Peter's power at work, it's Jesus' power. And did you spot what Peter does before telling Tabitha to get up? He kneels and he prays. Now again, it's not the power of Peter at work, it's the power of Jesus. Peter does the work of Christ in the power of Christ. And amazingly, as he does so, people turn to Christ. After Aeneas was healed, people living in Lydda and in the plain of Sharon saw him. The plain of Sharon was this huge area that extended out from Joppa by the sea. It was 10 kilometres wide and 55 kilometres long. That is massive. If my maths is correct, and it may well not be, but don't get distracted. That is 36 times the size of Crowborough. The people there turned to Jesus. It's amazing. People in an area 36 times the size of Crowborough turned to Jesus. And after Tabitha was raised from the dead, people all over Joppa heard about it. And many of them turned to Jesus and started following him as their king. The work of Christ, done in the power of Christ, results in people turning to Christ. It's amazing. I'll go back for a moment to that amazing, impossible, overwhelming task of being witnesses to Jesus, of talking about the gospel and about Jesus to our friends and our family, telling people the goodness that anyone from anywhere can become friends with God through Christ. It is the work of Christ. That is the job that he has given us to do. In the book of Acts, that was often accompanied by miracles, but I don't think that's the norm for today. The task he's given us is to tell people the good news about Jesus. And it seems hard, and it can seem overwhelming. It can seem like an impossible Guinness Book of World Records-esque task, but it's done in the power of Christ. Boys and girls, I don't know if you've ever tried to tell your friends at school about Jesus. It can be scary, and they can be a little bit mean about it. And grown-ups, I'm sure we've all experienced that abrupt brush-off from friends or family as we try to bring Jesus into a conversation. But like anything in life, if I'm doing something scary, it is great to have someone with me. It was much less scary being sent to the headmaster's office with a group of mates than being sent there on your own. What a joy to know that we don't do the work of Christ in our own strength. Jesus is with us. Jesus can make us strong and bold and brave as we do his work. And as we speak the gospel to people, and as Jesus works, people will turn to him. That can seem ridiculous in the moment when friends are mean or colleagues are rude or family give us a brush off. But just look round the church family at All Saints and St. Richard's, and you see 500 or so examples of Christ's power at work in people who have been saved. 500 monuments to the fact that Christ's work, done in Christ's power, sees people turn to Christ. To take heart, the task is massive. It can feel overwhelming. It can be scary and hard, but if Acts 9 shows us anything, it's that Christ's work, done in Christ's strength, sees people turn to Christ. So take heart. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for that wonderful task you've given us of being your witnesses. Thank you so much that the gospel really is good news. And thank you so much that we don't do that task on our own, that we have you with us, that we do your work in your strength. Father, please be with us this coming week and these coming months as we seek to share the good news about Jesus with our friends at school, our colleagues at work, our family members. Please help us to take heart and to be encouraged to know that you are with us and we do your task in your strength. Amen.